Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where I, Floppy, a rabbit with an insatiable curiosity for human cultures and a fluffy sense of wisdom, hop into the world's vast garden of traditions to bring you a burrow's eye view of wisdom from across the globe. Now, let's twitch our noses and leap into the wisdom that human histories and cultures have offered over the centuries, from one fluffy thinker to another. Now, as a rabbit, I might spend most of my time sniffing around for the crunchiest leaf or finding the perfect spot to flop, but I can't help but observe and ponder the intricate human world around me. It is fascinating how much wisdom is shared across your cultures, how it's passed down like a treasured family recipe for the perfect carrot cake. Take, for instance, the concept of Ubuntu from the southern regions of Africa. Ubuntu speaks of the interconnectedness of us all, that a person is a person through other people. In the Warren, we understand this instinctively. We rely on each other for companionship, warmth, and warnings about that pesky neighbour's cat. It's a bit like how I depend on my pal, 8-Bit, for a good ear grooming now and then. We all understand the importance of togetherness and community. My ancestors, dwelling in ancient warrens beneath the stars, might have whispered what the Native American tribes have known and taught, that we are a part of the land we live on and must respect every pebble and plant. You see, as a rabbit, I'm keenly aware of my environment. It provides me with food, shelter, and a playground. But more than that, it's my responsibility, just as those ancient teachings implore humans to respect and protect their natural world, a message ever more vital in your fast-paced industrial age. Across the large body of water you call the Pacific, there's a Japanese philosophy that often catches my furry ears. It's called wabi-sabi, and it touches on the beauty of imperfection. As someone who spent a fair share of time admiring my own asymmetrical ears in a puddle's reflection, I resonate with the idea that there's an elegance in the natural imperfections, in aging, in a life that's lived rather than meticulously planned. It's something my fellow bunnies seem to understand without trying. There's an art in the way we hop without a clear path, in the unique patterns of our fur, and the way each of us wears the wisdom of survival. Then, if we scamper over to the wisdom archived in the vast libraries and stories from ancient Greece, we find the concept of eudaimonia, sometimes understood as the highest good or flourishing. It's not just about fleeting happiness, but about reaching one's full potential. This resonates in the rustling leaves beneath which we bunnies seek to be the best we can, to live a life of meaning, whether it means crossing the meadow for the juiciest greens or perfecting the art of the binky jump for pure joy. Each bunny, each human, has its own dance to flourish. And while life sometimes feels like it's all hustle and darting from one safe spot to another, there's the ancient Roman philosophy of Stoicism, which teaches resilience and the value of controlling one's reactions rather than being controlled by circumstances. It's a bit like when another bunny decides to challenge me for my favourite napping spot. Sure, it would be easy to get all twitchy and territorial, but sometimes the wisest move is to simply roll with it and find another cozy corner. Life's too short not to find another sunny spot, don't you think? Wisdom, dear listeners, isn't about the size of one's ears, but rather the depth of one's experiences and the openness of one's heart. From the burrows to the bustling cities, from paws to feet, there's so much we can learn from one another. Before we hop off and I return to my important schedule of munching and lounging, I'd like to ask you to subscribe to 12 Hop Flop. Leave a review or drop a comment about any whispers of wisdom that have touched your ears. I thank you humbly for giving this little bunny some of your precious time. Hop to it, stay wise, and chew on the wisdom life offers you. Until next time, farewell, my two-legged warren mates.